Buck, how you been, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. I'm a little rusty, but ready to be back in the fold, my man.
I was going to ask you, I know your son played baseball. Did you ever just to go out and watch it? Do you ever go to Omaha to the World Series?
No, that's on our bucket list. He and I talked about it a few years ago, wanting to go and you know, make it a father-son kind of weekend. And I think we're going to do that in the next few years because it just seems so special. You know, baseball is one of those things where you play with your dad growing up, or you know, you're throwing the ball with someone that's a male figure, usually your father. And baseball, I've always played it, played Pop Warner. I mean, played T-ball all the way up through high school to my junior year. So, yeah, I love the game of baseball.
Yeah, I've done it once, and the old Rosenblatt, but yeah. And I don't know that I'll get out there again. But yeah, if I'm you, Buck, I'd get out there at least once.
Now, what was the thing that you that blew you away the most? I mean, people talk about it, but what was it? What were your impressions of it?
Oh, I'd say the variety of fans. I'd never been in that environment. But, you know, I've been in all the football environments, as have you, but I'd never seen that, and it was pretty cool. Baseball is a different environment, and I'm talking about outside. And this was at Rosenblatt, not TD Ameritrade, when it used to be Rosenblatt Stadium. And I just see all the fans. And the other thing is, Omaha, this time of year, Buck, you feel like you're on the equator. I mean, it is brutal. It is hot as the blazes now. So prepare for that as well.
Okay, I'll do that.
It make you think you're back home in 2-a-days back in Houston High School. That's what it makes you feel.
Whoa, boy. It was, you know, the thing is, when it's nice, this time of year, it could, you know, really be hot, or it could really be kind of mild. And the last couple of weeks, especially last week, was really nice, not too much humidity. And I was like, man, this is not what I'm used to. I guess we better get ready for this hot, hot summer. Sure enough, it's already coming today.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt. When you were at UCLA, and we were just talking about coaches leaving and stuff, and obviously you had Terry Donahue, but did a big-name assistant ever leave when you were there?
Let me think. You know, it was interesting. My senior year, Greg Robinson was going to leave. So actually, Steve Axman was a pretty big coach for us, you know, offensive coordinator. And I think he and Coach Donahue may have not always seen eye to eye, but he was, I mean, we loved him because he got us a ball, and we were doing some things in the passing game. So he decided to leave, and Greg Robinson was the D coordinator or co-D coordinator, and he was going to leave, and they made him the offensive coordinator my senior year. Now, G-Rob, as good as he is on defense, and he had that stint at Syracuse that wasn't good, he's always been a defensive-minded coach. He should not have been an offensive coordinator, and I'll tell him that now. We laugh about it when we see each other.
Right.
But they made him the OC, and probably should have started Jim Bonds instead of Brett Johnson. But Brett Johnson had a younger brother named Rob, who I think they really thought may be interested in UCLA. He ended up going to USC, long story short. But bottom line, we weren't very good my senior year. And it wasn't all because of Greg Robinson. When you lose a guy like Troy Aikman, that doesn't make it easy off either. But we had a lot of injuries my senior year and just couldn't really get going. You know, a lot of close games that in the past years we would have won, but couldn't quite get it done.
By the way, is Terry Donahue going to be okay? I know he's got a health issue.
You know, I've been texting and talking to Coach. He seems to be fighting it. You know, he's fighting it well. Sounds like he's in good spirits. Got a lot of people around him. His daughters have been supporting him, his wife, a lot of, you know, former teammates. So I think he's doing well. He's just, you know, asking for everybody's prayers. And, you know, I know he's putting up a real good fight right now.
Earlier in the show, Buck, and I don't know why I decided to look this up. Actually, Jeff, too, looked it up. But I was thinking about it yesterday, and I was going to bring it up today. Regarding salaries of these college coaches and Dabo and Nick and these guys making $8, $9, $10 million now, I for some reason I thought, I wonder what Bear Bryant made when he first got to Alabama. Bear Bryant, it was announced December 3rd, 1958. Bear's coming home from A&M. He's going to be the Alabama coach and AD. Buck, we looked it up. Jeff did. His salary in 58 was $17,500. And in the release, it says, we're putting to bed all these rumors about Bear coming home that started back in 1956. And we think we're getting the best coach in America, and we're paying him $17,500. How about that?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
I don't know how else you can look at it. You talk about the game growing and people loving
right.
it and all of those things. And that. So those are the kind of discussions whenever we see that. Bear had a certain hold on this team. Guys couldn't say certain things back. They were going to run. If you didn't, you were going to run yourself off the team. Nowadays it's changed with these coaches making all this money.
Right.
There's also a part for where do the players come in? And I know people say, well, they get a scholarship. I agree with that. I think that's great. But I also think there should be something in the way of incentivizing them in the future, even if it's, if you finish, because a lot of them are finishing their undergrad so quickly, Bill. They're going to, grad school work they're doing, should that be promised? Should there be some kind of 401k, something along the lines of that next step? Because the money has just grown exponentially. And we keep talking about, well, players should be happy. I don't think the coaches are happy when they were making 17.5 versus now 10, 8, 9 million,
Correct.
It has just changed. And I don't think it's a situation where you want to necessarily just say pay, because I think that's where you run into problems and where maybe guys at that 18, 19 years old aren't quite ready for it. But, what about a trust fund? What about a 401k? What about an annuity? Because the money that's being made in college football now is just unbelievable how much this sport has grown since Bear Bryant got that contract.
Somebody needs to look it up. I know there's a site somewhere. What does 17.5 in 1958 equate to today? I've got no idea. But because I think that was probably considered decent money back then. I wouldn't know, but I'm just – somebody can look that up. Some math dude can look that up for me.
Yeah, man, that is – when you think about it, 17.5 versus what it is now. Isn't that crazy?
Right, right. What would that be? Hey, Buck, we will let you get on with it for the day, but we'll hook back up next Tuesday and talk some ball.
Hey, man, be good. Let's go.
Thank you, sir.
Almost that time.
We're getting there. Absolutely. Yeah, we're getting there.